It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up at 3:15, Nick Sirianni speaks. And then at 4 o'clock, Donovan McNabb will join us, as he does every Monday on the show. 215-592-9494. Oh, wait, you had something?
Yeah, right, I need to sprinkle in some more positivity before,
okay.
before we get back to the negativity.
We'll get to you in a second, Bruce, because Bruce is going to be negative.
Yeah, okay. Hang in there, Bruce. Okay. I need to sprinkle in some more positivity that I saw yesterday.
Okay.
You see QB1 in the end zone celebrating?
That was good.
Kid and play dance.
Come on, man.
That was big.
Come on, man.
Jack doesn't know kid and play. They were doing the kid and play. We were telling you about kid and play a couple weeks ago.
It's a kid and play dance.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll watch House Party.
Yeah.
Or something. But seriously, it was come on, man.
With AJ. Big.
Listen.
Yep.
First of all, this dude don't smile for anything.
Yep.
So to see him in the end zone celebrating with AJ, I've seen it a couple times already this season, but yesterday I thought it went to a whole nother level. Happy to have AJ back. Touchdown. I hadn't seen Jalen in that type of celebration since the 2022 season, the Super Bowl year. That's what I was accustomed to him doing, running down there, celebrating with his teammates, being a part of the joy, showing them that he's excited about what they've done. He was also excited about after the Devontae Smith touchdown, where he jumped into the arms of one of his linemen and they held him up. Like, I want to see that stuff, man.
Sure, yeah.
I want to see that my quarterback is at least enjoying being out there with his teammates. I want to see that. So I wanted to point that out as something that is a positive.
Even talking about Nick's unhingedness.
Yes.
He had a smile on his face. It almost seems like somebody said to Jalen Hurts, man, just like everything's cool.
Yeah.
Relax.
Lighten up.
Lighten up.
Basically, yeah. Just throw it in, lighten up.
And have a good time.
And even if you don't think he's being genuine about the compliments of Nick Sirianni and things of that nature, I think the idea that he has at least let his guard down and has tried to move forward. This, to me, is a sign of progress, meaning moving forward in a relationship, meaning I'm giving it an opportunity to work and to become better. Let me do my part in this whole thing to make sure I'm doing what I need to do.
Because if it doesn't, you don't want to look back at that time and say, man, this is partially because you prevented this from
happening.
Which,
by the way,
he has been
part of it, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Jack, you were saying?
I was saying, did you do that because OG Way is looking right at us?
No. No. I had a list of things I wanted to point out.
Okay. Listen,
I knew what today's show was going to be.
I know.
So I had to have little positives. And don't worry, I got a couple more.
Okay. All right.
Hey, listen, there was some positives.
I'll sprinkle them in as the day goes along.
Here's a negative. We told Jack about Kid and Play a week and a half ago, and he didn't even do any investigating.
I don't know what it is.
They were a rap duo.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, they were really famous, and they did a little
dance.
There's
no way that they were that famous.
Yes, they were.
Everybody knows.
Yes, they were.
And those guys are younger than you.
Yeah, that's why it's shocking. That is why it's shocking. I agree. I'm glad it's that rather than I don't want to say.
No, it's okay.
Frankie Beverly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Like, no, don't disrespect.
I wasn't disrespecting. Yes, I was just saying, like, at least that's relatable.
Yes, it is relatable.
I got to admit, I don't know if you can find a way to dance or celebrate Frankie Beverly in the end zone. I don't know.
Everybody puts on all white.
Yeah, I don't know.
Act smooth.
Yes, I don't know how you do that, Jack. Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
All right, Bruce, Mr. Negative.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, Bruce, you know it.
Another victory Monday.
I know. I'm trying to think of the last time. I know it's been a few times where I'm just so mad about a victory with the Eagles. I just don't know what's going on with those guys, man. I tell you. But I'm gonna just start off with the positives. So Ike, you said something earlier that I kind of agree with. Is that it's still early in the season. I think with the with the injuries coming back and the coaching inconsistencies, they're trying to work through that. So I just want to try to convince myself after seeing them with that scrappy victory yesterday that they're going to get better and maybe coalesce as a team going forward. So we'll see what happens from that. One of the things that I did like is that they spread the ball around. Dotson got a couple of passes. Jalen used his leg.
Calcaterra?
How about Calcaterra?
Is that on your list of important things to get to? Is the Grant Calcaterra breakout game?
Well, no, but it's important, though, because I was worried about him being over-reliant on trying to get the ball to the big guys all the time. And that shows a sign of progress. That's all I'm saying. And so I like that he did that. But
we still can't run a screenplay for some reason.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though. And I'm going to tell you, I get this from Cowboy fans. And you know what they often say? They said, man, look, there's something about that offense. That is not a Kellen Moore offense. Something is going on. And it's obvious that Nick is still sticking his hand and having some sort of influence where he's – it's just making it harder for the Eagles. And this is what I'm worried about with Nick.
Are we sure of that, though?
No.
I don't know about that, Bruce. I don't know, man. Kellen Moore – we're giving him a lot of credit. So now when the bad plays happen, it's all Nick Sirianni. But who we get credit for the good plays? Kellen Moore?
Well, no. I'm just saying over the last 4 days, because I mean, I'm just saying from those guys, they said that they just it's just not as running as smooth as a Kellen Moore. Now part of that is probably based on the injuries that they've had, but it's just some of the schemes
or maybe based on what is Jalen comfortable with running.
That could be the case, but then that involves coaching him up and maybe trying to get him to think differently.
Well, that's not Nick. Well, hold on. We don't want Nick Sirianni near Jalen Hurts, so now we want him to coach him up?
No. Not Sirianni. Hell no. Absolutely not. Okay. No, I'm just –
Bruce, you know what this reminds me of a little is when every coach that Ben Simmons ever had got blamed for Ben Simmons not shooting. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, and I'm not saying he didn't work on it. Yeah, the reason they're not under center is because Jalen's not comfortable with him being under center. And Ike was talking about the screenplays. Right. Those screenplays work better from a rhythm perspective if he is under center. And it hurts the run game a little bit, too. So we don't know why the offense looks the way it does, but there's really three different ways it could go. One, you're just saying Kellen Moore has decided this is how he wants to run the offense. Okay, that's one. Two is Nick Sirianni sneaking in the middle of the night and telling Kellen Moore to run the same offense as last year. Okay, that's option two. Option three is that Kellen Moore is looking at the player who is running the offense, just figuring out what he is capable or willing to do and structuring the offense around it. I just have such a hard time believing that they're not throwing the ball over the middle of the field to wide receivers and they're not putting Jalen under center simply because Nick doesn't want him to. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and I think that's what we need, what remains to see, and that's what I'm not giving. I'm just kind of viewing this as a work in progress, and we'll see some more of that because it's not a typical Kellen Moore offense, and I'm just looking to see more. My problem is that when you're trying to coach up and when you're trying to evolve the quarterback, that's not only just the OC, that's the head coach. And we all know Sirianni does not have the ability to do that. He doesn't have the – I don't know what it is about him. Is that he's not very good at that, at showing that type of leadership and coaching up and offering that to help Jalen and other players improve from a strategic coaching perspective.
Right.
That's the problem with Sirianni. And I just think that if he's out of the way, and I'm going to tell you, you know, if they wind up moving away from Sirianni, look, that's an easy fix. You elevate they won't have to go far. They can elevate Kellen to the HC so they don't lose him as an OC. That's how you fix that problem.
Well, let's wait to the end of the season to see if we don't want to lose Kellen Moore as an OC. Let's not act like he's got the number one offense in the league right now.
Correct. Well, I'm just saying it's just options, though. I mean, it's just something to think about. So
I believe me, if they move on from Nick Sirianni, I think they move on from everybody.
Yeah, I would think
besides
so
Fallon.
Too. Thank you for the call, Bruce.
Yes, of course.
Well, depending on who ends up being the head coach,
that's a prerequisite. I don't care who the head coach is. You're keeping
it doesn't
Jeff
matter.
Stoutland, yes.
If you can't work around Stoutland, that's a huge problem.
Yes, yeah. That would probably be a situation where that's a head coach you don't want to hire if that head coach doesn't want Jeff Stoutland here. Yeah. So. Nick Sirianni speaks at 3:15. You'll hear it here on WIP, just to sort of set the table for what he's going to be asked.
Oh, boy.
Here was Nick Sirianni talking about him jawing at fans at the end of the game.
No, just excited. Just excited to get the win.
Fans yelling things at you.
Just excited to get the win. Yeah.
How do you have a balance?
It's hard to win in this league, so we're excited to get the win. Our fans created a couple false starts that really helped us win this football game. But just excited to get the win and appreciate the Link support.
Yeah. Sounds like you love the Link support.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What was being chanted?
I have no idea.
No idea.
No. So we don't even know what was being chanted?
No. Now we know they were chanting take the points at him at the Phillies game.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I have no idea what was
booing.
Being chanted.
We know there was booing.
There was definitely booing.
So I heard it was a fire Nick Sirianni chant.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I'm just, because he obviously heard it.
Yeah. Quite clearly.
Yes. And then he does the ear gesture, you know.
Boy, you really showed them. We snuck by the worst team in the league.
No, it's funny.
Dude, it's like when he did it against the Colts.
I was just about to say that. It's the exact thing he did against the Colts.
Because he'd been planning it almost. I mean, I felt like he was planning it against the Colts, where he's like, that bleep was for Frank Reich.
Frank Reich, yeah, he definitely was planning that.
They squeaked by.
Because he did it even after a one-point win or a two-point win.
Did he go after Angelo 2 years ago? In one of the press conferences? I felt like he said something about Gannon, maybe. Maybe it was about Gannon.
He certainly defended.
Well, he's on Angelo's show. He said assistant coach of the year, John the Gannon.
Yeah.
Assistant coach of the year, John the Gannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's passionate, man.
I just.
Wait, we have another. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to offer advice before he starts this press conference.
To coach.
Yes. Yeah. Just. Walk it back, man. Just find a way to walk it back and move on.
It's not worth it.
Being defiant and doubling down on it, it's not good. And you still have to do the interview tomorrow with the morning show.
And at the end of the day,
Is he still doing the interview tomorrow?
Yes. And at the end of the day, you just got to – if you win, they'll
That's
stop.
That's all you need to do. Well, that's all you need to do.
Play well. Just play well.
Yes.
Now – double down. OG Wade's chanting double down.
Double down.
All right, we're going to play another clip and get your calls right after Jack tells you something.
Nah, man, it's a huge football month. Hey, this isn't a big time of the year. Time of the year. Listen, you're going to need some beverages, you know, if we're going to get through this football season. You got to make sure your appliances are right. You got to make sure your fridge is fully stocked and ready to go. You can't have a bad fridge during football season.
No.
That's where National Appliance Warehouse comes in. Get down there today for all of your appliance needs. There's a lot of reasons why you have to get the National Appliance Warehouse. The one that really sticks out on top of everything else at National Appliance Warehouse is you feel like you're walking in and you are truly a part of their family. It's something that Mark Stemacken really cares about. He was an employee. He treats his team to the utmost respect, and they treat you with respect. So it's a really, really cool environment when you go down there and you see them all interacting. You interact with them, and you feel like you're part of their family. But you're always going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. Not only is it in tax-free Delaware, but they always have great savings events going on. And right now, the Columbus Day Mega Sale is going on, so you can save even more. Plus, on top of all that, you have Price Assure. Price Assure is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that will find a lower price elsewhere, and it will instantly update the tag in the store. It's truly remarkable, and plus, the best appliances from sub-zero to budget, over 100 brands on a 15,000-square-foot showroom. So get them to National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. They're in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, now, before we get to Ted from the Northeast, who is a Sirianni guy and wants to defend him.
Okay. No, that's usually angry Ted.
Angry Ted?
Usually.
So before we get to that, let's hear Nick was asked about the slow starts on offense.
Because y'all are making a big deal about it. I mean, is it like, guys, we're going to figure it out. We're going to fix it. We've known how to score in the past. Like, we get it. You guys have a job to do, and you're going to fixate on one thing, and you're going to be like, oh, they haven't started fast, or they haven't turned the ball over. Like, we got it. Like, we're going to do everything we can do to fix it. Like, and I don't want that to be in their heads. That's why I'm basically telling you guys, all right, we got it. We'll figure it out.
Do you trust them?
Well, we got it. We're going to figure it out.
It's him in 2 years.
He doesn't want it to be in their heads, so he's just going to say that we got it. You know, the best way to have it not in their heads is to score a point in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I just, it's unbelievable. The problems that he is addressing, that he is frustrated with, are not fan and media problems. They are football team problems. And he did also say that he said, you know, they, it wasn't in that first clip we played. He said, you know, when the crowd is behind us, it's great. But when they're booing, it's not productive, and I don't know who it's productive for. It's not their job to be productive for you. It's not the fans' job to – it's nice. It's good when they are helpful. But to just say, hey, when we're playing bad, the fans should not react poorly. It's just not – it's not realistic, and it's not their job. You know, it's your job to create a product that they are happy with. It's not their job to make sure that they're doing everything they can to make sure that your job is easier.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, this is a rabbit hole you don't want to go down. You just don't. I mean, you're almost better off pretending to ignore the stuff that and you don't hear it. And you can give platitudes to your fan base. You can say you understand their frustration, but we're working our butts off to get this thing turned around. We understand how disappointing it can be to get off to slow starts, but we're working our butt off to turn it around. You can do that. Like you, there's ways you can address that without coming off as being insensitive to the fans' frustration or coming off being condescending. This isn't something you want. And he's been here long enough to know that. He's not in his second year here as a head coach. He's been here long enough to know how this fan base works, how sports in this town works. And this isn't, again, this isn't a rabbit hole you want to go down. It's just not something. This doesn't benefit him in the long run. All it does is put more pressure on you to have to produce.
Yeah,
it gives you no rope or leeway or wiggle room.
If he thinks that the next home game they have, after doing this, if he thinks during the next home game, the fans are just going to come out and go, you know what? You were right.
Yeah.
They're going to be eager to get on your ass now.
On you, waiting.
Yes, they're just going to be waiting for the first three.
And by the way, the next home game could be coming off a tough loss in Cincinnati.
Right. Right.
So now you're coming back playing home after a tough game that fans are certainly going to be on the edge of their seats with you.
215-592-9494. Ted in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Ike? What's up, Spike? This angry Ted.
This is angry Ted.
I'm with my coach 100%, and I'm tired of this fan base, this bully mentality with this fan base. Can I interest you in three winning seasons, Ike? Can I interest you in a Super Bowl appearance in second season, Ike?
Sure.
See, this is the problem with this city. We run coaches out of town because of our personal thing. And we want this instant gratification. That offense was on the field three plays yesterday and got booted. Is that fair? One series. Come on, fan base. We're smarter than this. We got to stop this. We let these new infiltrators in, and this is what they become. And this is what they cause us to become. Our coach is a winner. He's a winner. And, yes, he should go back at the fans because they should stop trying to get him fired because we want a name in here. We think Belichick's going to change this around. He's going to make it worse. Who's out there to replace Nick Sirianni? Nobody.
Hey, Ted. What coach have we run out of town?
We ran Andy Reid out of town.
Andy Reid was here for 15 years.
And we ran him out of town.
We didn't run him out of town. His last year was a disaster.
Okay.
And the,
okay.
The organization knew it was a good time for him to. We didn't run Andy Reid out of town. Trust me, if we had the ability to run Andy Reid out of town, he'd have been out of town a lot earlier than he was. We didn't run Andy Reid out of town. That's crazy, man. And if you think.
Okay, well, see, the winning this coach in Andrew's history, and we didn't appreciate it.
No, but now we do. But Ted, do you think they were really booing those three plays, that three and out, or were they booing an offense that was supposed to be the most dynamic offense in the NFL and has largely disappointed? You know, it wasn't just booing that three and out. That was a boo of the offense for the season.
Okay, fine. So if you want to boo the offense, then let's tear the defense. So Nick Sirianni doesn't have anything to do, not far schematically, but he's not a part of part of this team when the defense is doing good.
So, we called like one play yesterday.
So we're going to blame the bad plays on Nick Sirianni, which he's trolling you guys because he's telling you, yeah, I'll take all the blame when it's bad on the offense or defense, and then I'll let them get the credit like they specifically deserve.
What do you like about Nick Sirianni as a head coach? What do you like about Nick Sirianni as a head coach?
I love his passion. I love his fire. Oh, yeah. And I love the fact that he's a winner. By the numbers,
he's a
winner.
Yeah. Tell me, do you think he has more to do with winning, or do you think it's the roster being more talented than most other teams they play?
The roster. So we don't want to give the guy credit. That's
no, I don't. You're
Let's
right. You're correct.
We don't want to give him credit.
No.
And that's fine. That's fine. So just say that. E-A-G-L-E-S, go Eagles. Go Coach Sirianni. Don't let these fools run you out of town. Have a great day.
Wow. All right.
Angry Ted.
Okay, wow. I didn't expect
that. Does not come out very
Ted.
Often. Does not come
Love
out very
Angry
often.
Ted.
Not as much as he used to, but it used to be a staple.
Still WIP angry, though.
Caller. Yes,
Still
always angry, yes.
The
yes.
Twitter question.
Great call, Ted.
Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more today? Happy with the win or annoyed with the team / coach? What do you think the vote is at there?
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. What do we think the percentage is at?
Percentage is probably, it feels like it's 75% annoyed with the team.
Wow, coach. 76%.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Well, because we did
this
last year.
That's what it
feels
like.
We did 10-1 last
year. I will
year.
Say, but I'm in the 25%.
Yes.
I am happy with the win.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
You know, Jack aside for a second on the Sirianni.
What do I have to do with
anything? Well, no. Well, your opinion on and your how you've been vocal about Sirianni this year, just addressing what Ted
for
said.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ike and I on Sirianni have generally defended the guy all year long.
Yes.
And I agree with you that he doesn't get credit for the things that go well, and he gets blamed for the things that don't go well. I'm not disputing any of that. My position is, though, that how he handled it yesterday is not the way to handle it. You're just going to lose. And he said this to us.
Yeah.
And I just think he probably knows in his gut that it is the truth. He said to us that this is not the way to handle it. That the way to inspire the team is not to, like, is to go on a warpath against the fans and the media. And by the way, on questions, the question about the slow starts on offense, he made everybody sound like they're the crazy ones for bringing that up. They're not crazy.
What do we make of, during the break, with some of the players, including Jalen, including BG or what have you, leaders on the team, they wanted or encouraged Nick to get back to being himself. What do we make of that? I wonder if him being sort of buttoned up as he could be, I wonder what did that do to the guys? Because they're
not seeing the part of Nick that they like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they're encouraging him to get back to being himself versus the way he had been prior to the bye week.
I just think there's ways to be fiery. There are plenty of NFL head coaches that are fiery.
Dan Campbell's fiery.
That are not fiery. He's aiming it at the wrong place, is my – if they want a fired-up Nick Sirianni, all good.
Well, Dan Campbell is a great example. The biggest difference is the team's success backs up Dan Campbell
yes.
and what he says.
Yep. Yes.
So that allows Dan Campbell to do what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So – Nick Sirianni will speak at 3:15, and you will hear it here on WIP.
Get excited.
We will talk to you up until that point. And after that point, how are you feeling about the win? Ike's feeling good.
Well, yeah, it feels great.
I feel good before this press conference.
Yeah,
just get us
we'll
through
see.
This, coach. Yeah,
215.
In and out.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Tonight and every Monday night, Brandon Graham Show at 6, and then followed by the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. That will happen at 7 tonight at Chickies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.